Welcome to Knyzhka Corner, book reviews by Myra Junik, Ukrainian stories in English.
In this edition of Knyzhka Corner, we will be discussing Orisha Tratch's new book, First Star I See Tonight, Ukrainian Christmas Traditions. Orisha Tratch explores the origins, rituals, and cultural significance of Ukrainian Christmas traditions in her first book, First Star I See Tonight. This book includes a number of articles about Ukrainian Christmas celebrations in Winnipeg and Manitoba since the first immigration to Canada 125 years ago. It is the first in-depth English language book on Ukrainian Christmas traditions and will definitely be of interest to Ukrainian families throughout the world. In her preface, Tratch invites readers to join me on this journey of discovering and exploring the mysteries, the symbolism, and the meaning of all that Ukrainian Christmas encompasses. The First Star I See Tonight begins with a discussion about the importance of tradition in Ukrainian life. The writer asks several important questions. Why are Ukrainians so traditional? Are traditions important? And is modern man immune to these sentimental traditions? Her answers will stir up memories for readers both young and old. Ukrainian readers will remember celebrations of Shabbat, Christmas Eve, and Velikdin, Easter. Non-Ukrainian readers will recall their own traditions as they discover the historical origins of Ukrainian Christmas traditions. In the first chapter, Origins, Tratch describes the complex historical realities of Ukrainian life. She explores traditions dating back to the Neolithic period, from 7,000 to 2,500 BC, during the Triphelion period of Ukraine's history. She also bluntly states that these traditions prove the existence of a separate Ukrainian nation. Today's Ukrainian Christmas traditions have adapted to new conditions. The descendants of Ukrainian immigrants in both North and South America now use social media to pass along their favorite Ukrainian recipes and cooking tips. Ukrainian traditions from various parts of Ukraine have blended with local North and South American traditions. The subsequent chapters of Tratch's book include Ukrainian Dream Time, the earliest traditions, Kolode and Shtedrivke, Svyata Vecheria, the very extended family, and new and old traditions in a new place. The final chapter explores what a Ukrainian Christmas looks like in the Tratch family in Winnipeg today. The greatest strength of this book is its visual appeal. It is simply a beautiful book. Readers who pick it up will be attracted to the illustrations, photographs, and layout. The pictures include historical photographs of Ukrainian Christmas celebrations, as well as current celebrations both in Ukraine and in North America. It would be a great gift. The research and wealth of information provided by Tratch will fascinate both Ukrainian and non-Ukrainian readers. They will discover a culture which is both strong and vibrant. There is an extensive bibliography for further research. However, readers who are looking for Christmas recipes will be disappointed because this book focuses on traditions, not recipe lists. Perhaps the most poignant section of this book is the final chapter written by Tratch's son Ruslan, who tells readers, "Christmas, no matter when you celebrate, is about friends and family." Orisha Paschak Tratch was born in Germany and raised in New Jersey. Her parents arrived there as refugee displaced persons after World War II. She graduated from George Washington University with a degree in political science, but has lived in Winnipeg, Manitoba since 1968. Orisha has worked as a writer, translator, consultant, and speaker on various Ukrainian issues, and has lectured across North America, Australia, and Ukraine. As well as translating 10 books from Ukrainian into English, she has written numerous articles for Canadian and American publications, including the Globe and Mail, Winnipeg Free Press, and the Ukrainian Weekly. In 2013, she received the Osvita Foundation Award for her contributions to the Ukrainian community. In 2014, Orisha was awarded the Shevchenko Foundation Kobzara Scholarship to the Humber College Creative Writing Course. First Star I See Tonight, Ukrainian Christmas Traditions, is available at Kuta Uma, McNally Robinson Booksellers, and Yevshan.
Thanks, Myra. Join us again soon for another edition of Konishka Corner, book reviews by Myra Junik, here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio.